Okay. Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us for SPIRIT, the stimulating program initiative for retirees that inspires thought. I'm Judy Steinick, Senior Director of the OU's Department of Community Projects and Partnerships and Coordinator and Host for SPIRIT. The OU started SPIRIT several years ago as an on-site program, and now we're happy to present it as an online program for retirees, not yet retirees, baby boomers, empty nesters, sandwich generation parents, and seniors. Everyone who is looking for educational, intellectual, and spiritual growth. Now, since the beginning of the pandemic, SPIRIT continues to be a safe and ideal way for everyone to connect and learn together in a virtual setting. Today's program is about Medicare, a medical resource that many of us are receiving or will be receiving shortly. There are so many aspects to understand, and it's complicated and confusing. We are so happy to welcome back Stephen, AKA Shmuel Zaidman, to SPIRIT. Shmuel is a licensed health insurance specialist who has spent the past 14 years working one-on-one, educating and enrolling Americans entering Medicare. For a comprehensive website for a wealth of resources, and to reach him for any guidance, please visit his website, www.65andready.com. And we're going to be sending out with that with the recording. It is my pleasure to turn the Spirit Forum over to Shmuel Zaidman. Thank you everyone for joining us.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
We're good.
Okay, fantastic. Let's do the screen share. There we go. Okay. Welcome, everyone. My name is Shmuel Zaidman. I'm a senior health advisor, a licensed broker, and a Medicare insurance specialist. And I'd like to just take a moment to thank the Rebbetzin and the OU for inviting me back. It's my pleasure. And I hope today to not confuse, but rather help clarify many details related to Medicare and let you know that if you do need someone to speak with, you have someone that you can call. So today is the 7th of December. And as you can see from one of our flyers, Medicare is confusing and we know that. And what we do is we really try to keep it simple, address each person's specific personal details. Today, we're going to be addressing, in general, Medicare, some changes, and how it will affect you. And for any personal questions, anything specific related to you, please reach out to us one-on-one, and we'll be more than happy to go over that together. So if you're listening today, it's because you know what Medicare is. Medicare is that red, white, and blue card, and it is your health insurance, or soon to be. It is a federal program from the federal government, not from the state, but from the United States federal government. And simply put, it is health insurance. So when someone asks you, what is your health insurance? You would say, I have Medicare. And that is what you would present wherever you go. Some of us today are still working and have group health insurance. That means you're employed, you like your insurance, and your employer gives you a group health insurance, and that's your primary insurance, not Medicare. So there, some today will have group insurance and some will have Medicare. It's sometimes difficult to understand which is the primary and which is the secondary, but if someone's working for a large company and they're on group insurance, that's your primary insurance. If you're not working or you're working for a small company, or you're just retired, then Medicare is going to be your primary. And we're going to talk about that today. Many of us have received the book in the mail, Medicare and You. If you do see that book, please, if you have any specific questions, you can go into that book and read at your leisure. We're going to try and cover some of what's in that book right now. So the open enrollment, what is the annual or the open enrollment period, as we call it? What that means is that for about a month or two, every single year from October to December the 7th, You can make changes to your prescription drug coverage or to your Medicare Advantage HMO or PPO plan. Your Medicare supplement, you can make changes outside of that time period. Anytime during the year, you can change your Medicare supplement to get a better price or to change your plan to a higher or a lower plan. So what is Medicare? Medicare is a combination, like all health insurance, of hospital and doctor, inpatient and outpatient. But Medicare refers to it with letters. Letters with a special word in front of it, part, P-A-R-T. So when someone says they have Medicare and their card says they have Part A and Part B, that means that they have health insurance coverage for hospital, inpatient, and for outpatient, Part A and Part B. Prescription drug is an additional component. That's called Part D, and that is a separate card. There's also something named Part C, and that's where you have elected to leave traditional Medicare as the driver of your health insurance and elect a private health insurance company to combine all of those three, hospital, doctor, and prescription drug. And then you have a private insurance card from a company like United Healthcare or Empire Blue Cross, et cetera, who delivers your health insurance. And when someone asks you, what is your health insurance? The answer would be that private health insurance company. So Part A covers hospital, inpatient, skilled nursing, hospice, and some home health care. Part B covers doctor services, outpatient, durable medical equipment, medical supplies, and other preventative services. And of course, there's the Part C, which again is an all-in-one private insurance company that gets paid by Medicare to take care of you. So that would be your primary insurance and not your Medicare card. And then there's also the Part D. Part D is the prescription drug plan. Usually it's a standalone, meaning that you have a separate card and that card says RX, Medicare RX. So let's talk briefly about prescription drugs. It's clearly one of the most confusing subjects. But what we like to share with people is that there's no way to know what new drugs, new prescriptions you might take during the year. So what you do is you do your best now by choosing a plan. And then if in 1 year from now you realize you've got new prescriptions, then it's time to reevaluate and see if that same plan would be the best one for you for the following year. This chart is what's called the phases. Now, I don't expect everyone to memorize, you know, what phase they're in with their prescription drugs. Usually we show up to the pharmacy and we're surprised when they ask for a higher or a lower amount. You know, we're confused and then we call our prescription drug customer service, our drug plan customer service, or our broker or someone to help explain it. So I'm just going to see if I can give a nice overview. What you see here on the screen is that most plans have a small deductible. The deductible for 2022 is $480, and it applies on some drug plans to the more expensive drugs, tiers 3, 4, and 5, or on some plans, tiers 2 and above. So if someone shows up at the pharmacy in January and they have a tiers 3, 4, 5, or a tier 2 on some, the pharmacist might ask you for the full amount of the prescription. In other words, if the prescription is worth $100, instead of asking you for your copay, there's a good chance he's going to ask you for the full $100. But once you reach your deductible of $480, then you're into the next phase. The next phase, you just pay a copay. So if you pay a $25 copay, a zero copay, whatever the amount is, then that's what you'll pay. At some point during the year, if someone takes a lot of prescriptions and they're worth at least $4,330, most likely you've paid copays about 25% of that, maybe like around $1,100. Then you're in something called the donut hole or the coverage gap. Once you've filled approximately $7,000 worth of prescriptions, then you enter catastrophic. So someone who unfortunately is dealing with a critical illness, most likely will reach the catastrophic phase. At that point, we do have compassion, and as a society, we allow a lower out-of-pocket, we arrange for a lower out-of-pocket cost for the member. So you would pay, as you can see there, about 5%, which is quite a bit lower than you would have paid throughout the beginning of the year. Most of us do not reach that. And so we really just need to worry about the initial deductible and our co-pays throughout the year. So just looking at it from another perspective, people call this the donut hole. Why? As you can see from the picture, the center circle of the donut, where that three is what people call the coverage gap. And that's where we've potentially in the past hit a higher cost for our prescriptions. In other words, one day in May or one day in August, we show up to the pharmacy and they ask us for more money. And you know, you're wondering, I paid $25 last month and now I'm paying $75. You know, what happened? So when you call customer service, they explain this is called the donut hole. Now, on Medicare, you can elect that Part C, and that's where you elect to leave traditional Medicare and have a private insurance company. But there's another way that people get full coverage without leaving Medicare, and that's called a Medicare supplement. The Medicare supplements simply means you still have traditional Medicare, but the supplement plan covers all of your co-pays or deductibles or other expenses that Medicare approved, but did not pay in full. Most people take a Medicare supplement if they could afford it. So let's just look at side by side what a Medicare supplement is and what a Medicare Advantage Part C plan is. So in the blue column is the Medicare supplement. As you can see there, it says that you can select pretty much any doctor or hospital that accepts Medicare. There are no referrals. There really is no network. If they take Medicare, you can go ahead and see them. You can enroll pretty much any time of the year after you've turned 65. The costs vary. Some plans are only $50 a month or $100, and others are $300, $400 a month. So we try to find a plan that will meet your medical needs and your budget. It does not include prescription drug coverage. So we would give you an additional plan on top of the supplement, and it would say prescription drug, and that's the kind of, that's the card you would use at the pharmacy. And the right column, the red column, we have the Medicare Advantage plan, just to show you the contrast. Doctors and hospitals generally must be in network, like a regular HMO. There are PPOs, but most of them are not PPOs. So you definitely need to make sure that if you have a WellCare, Humana, United Healthcare, Aetna plan, that you're seeing a doctor that's in that network. Referrals are required many a times, and so you must be prepared to prepare that before you have a procedure or go to a specialist. Yes, there is a network, and there are network restrictions. So be sure to check and see that your doctor is in the network. Generally, enrolling is this time of the year, from October 15th to December the 7th, and special times during the year when there are major changes in our lives. Now, a supplement is the opposite. You can actually purchase or change your supplement to save money or do better any time of the year. Now, regarding costs, the Medicare Advantage plans have premiums. Some have zero premiums, and some have $100 premium. So it's not a one size fits all. Definitely have to have a discussion to see which one would be best for you if that's something you're considering. It also includes prescription drug coverage. So you don't have to purchase a separate plan. So if you purchased a separate plan that might cost you $10, $20, $30, $40, $50, you can now erase that monthly cost because it'll be rolled into your Medicare Advantage plan. So, if someone has original Medicare plus the supplement, so that's A and B in a supplement, Medicare is paying 80% and the supplement's paying the 20%. You can pretty much go anywhere in the country. It goes with you. All the hospitals that you would like to see will be accepting your Medicare with your supplement. You don't really need any referrals. But for the most part, the only out-of-pocket expense that you should know and expect will be the Medicare deductible. It's called a Part B deductible. And that's about $233 a year. It just went up from $203 to the $233. So pretty much any provider that takes Medicare will be accepting your supplement. There's no such thing as being in or out of a supplement network. So once again, if you have Medicare and a supplement, this is what would happen. The doctor would bill Medicare. Medicare sends that claim to your supplement, and your supplement simply prints out a check and mails it to the provider. You don't have to get involved at all. And the doctor doesn't have to be part of the Medicare supplement network. As long as they're part of Medicare, they'll receive that check. And the check is the same from company to company, no matter which company is your Medicare supplement plan. This is the new Medicare card. You can see that the number has changed over the past couple of years to a number letter combination. It's no longer your Social Security number. So if you're still using a card, might be a little bit torn or old, that has your Social Security number, you should either go online or call Medicare, ask them to mail you out a new card. Here is a chart of some of the Medicare supplement plans. Some people might find this very helpful, but at the end of the day, most of us are not actually choosing one of seven or eight different supplemental plans. The most popular ones are the N, as in Nancy, the G, as in girl, and the F, as in Frank. Those are the most popular plans. Some of us have chosen to take a plan called a high deductible plan. It's not for everyone, and certainly as we get older in age, it is not as convenient as one of the N, G, or F plans. And since each one has a different price, definitely need to figure out what would fit your budget and your medical needs. One size does not fit all. So two of the most popular plans are the G and the N. They are identical in most ways, except that they both do not pay the $233 annual deductible with Medicare. The N plan has just a few copays, a doctor copay for your primary or specialist of $20 or less. That's very doable. And an emergency room copay of $50. A major difference is that the N plan does not pay excess charges, and the G does. Excess charges just mean that a provider feels that he deserves more money than what Medicare normally allows, and he will bill you for that. If you have the G or the F, they'll pay the excess charges. If you have the N plan will not. People ask, is this a common occurrence? Will they see a doctor or a facility that will charge for excess? And the answer is no. We tell people most likely it will happen once in your lifetime, but in New York, there is no excess charges allowed. So effectively, it's not a feature that you need to shop for. If you happen to take the G or the F, then it's just a perk. But ultimately, if you're in New York seeing physicians and providers, it's not important at all. Some of us pay a different amount for our Medicare. Medicare A generally has no premium, but Medicare Part B does have a premium. Until the end of this year, it will be $148.50, and it's going to be going up to $170. But I wanted you to see this chart because if you see here, if you're filing together, say in the center column, if someone makes over $180,000 a year, Medicare will start to charge an extra $60, an extra $100, an extra $200, even an extra $400 a month for their Medicare because they're making quite a bit more money than others. And I have a chart that will show you the new numbers. And if you have a prescription drug plan, You could also receive a penalty if indeed you're making more money. That you could see here on the chart that sometimes the penalty is only maybe $12 a month, but it can go as high as $70 or $80 a month. And this chart, I'm going to use my cursor. If you want to look right in this yellow column, it shows you this year's new numbers. And right over here, it says $170. So what will you pay in 2022 for your Medicare Part B? You will pay $170 a month. That's an increase of about $20 from $148 to $170. And if you'd like to look a little lower, right over here, it shows that someone who did not necessarily work for 40 quarters, which is about 10 accumulated years over their lifetime, then they will pay a slightly higher amount for their Medicare Part A. As you can see there, $200 and change, or maybe as much as $500. Now this sheet here are all the new charges all wrapped into one. And I'll make it available for anyone who would like to download it. And we'll just go over that briefly as a recap. If somebody just has traditional Medicare and wants to know, why would I buy a supplement? Why do I need anything? Here is the answer. If somebody enters the hospital, even for one night, the Medicare deductible, it's called the Part A deductible, is $1,556. One night in the hospital, $1,556. So if someone had a supplement, for example, it would pay every penny, an N, a G, or an F. And you would not be responsible for that amount at all. The next couple rows are showing you that if someone is in the hospital for over 61 days, and they even dip into their lifetime reserve of an additional 90 days, it's not free. Medicare will be charging $389 a day, and then at $778 a day. So that would be your responsibility. Now, if somebody had a Medicare supplemental plan, for example, it would pay all of that on your behalf with zero due. And this is the reason why people purchase a supplement. If you go to the bottom half of the chart, it has a number, $194.50. This number represents what it will cost you if you went to a rehab skilled nursing facility. Medicare only pays for about 20 days. And then there's this magic number. This year's magic number, 2022, is $194. That's what the facility will cost after that 20 days. So the administrator at the facility will call you and say, look, you know, your Medicare is going to run out in a few days or next week. How would you like to pay for the additional days that you'll be here? And that amount will be about $194 a day. So if you have a supplement, it'll pay all that on your behalf. If you do not have a supplement, then you will have to arrange for the payment for those additional days in the rehab skilled nursing facility. This is the second half of the chart. It shows you that the Medicare annual deductible has gone up to $233 from $203. So that's an annual deductible. So every January it resets. So the first couple doctor visits or maybe a blood test should equal about $233. And once you satisfy that, you satisfy it for the whole year. Medicare only pays about 80%. And so you're responsible for the 20% unless you have a plan that will pay that on your behalf. And of course, the next row says excess charges, which is not allowed in New York. So you wouldn't be responsible for that. If you're outside New York, most states have excess charges. And that's definitely something to know if you've got a plan that pays the excess charges. Okay, let's go on to the next page. So there are a lot of mistakes that we could make, and that's why speaking to a professional can help you. Here's just a few of the mistakes. Somebody might turn 65, working part-time, and they don't realize they have to sign up for Medicare. Someone might be very healthy, running marathons and just super, super amazing health and no medications. And when they turn 65, they say, I don't need health insurance, and they don't sign up. That would be one of the biggest mistakes. And that will get you a late enrollment penalty. Another mistake would be if someone is not working full time and they have COBRA or another retiree health coverage, they still must have Medicare A and B. And if they do not, they will also receive a penalty. Ultimately, all these mistakes lead to the same thing, either a penalty or not having health insurance that will pay for your medical care if something happens. Medicare does not really work outside the US. I know it does say that it does, but very few people will tell you that they've been outside the country, had an urgent medical need, and successfully received payment or reimbursement through Medicare. So keep in mind that although they do say they will cover, but what we do is we give people travel insurance. So if they go away for a week or two, they pay a small amount of money, maybe $50 or even $100 for themselves and their spouse, and then they know that they're fully covered. Let's talk about a few things. Now, although on the screen I see I have the slide for New Jersey, it's called PAD, I'll just reference Epic as well, because that's in New York. Many people say, you know, my drugs have gotten more expensive. How do I find a way to help cover the costs? So again, this slide says PAD, which is for New Jersey, but every state, specifically New York, it's called Epic. That's a plan you can enroll in to reduce the cost of your prescription drugs. We certainly can get you the form. And if a person makes under, you know, whatever the threshold is, under $100,000, under $75,000 as a couple, then they can apply for PAD. And again, that's really, again, for someone over 65, somebody who makes very little money, as you can see in New Jersey, in New York, they do allow you to make a higher amount of money. Gonna skip a few here. Okay. Let's see if this slide will be beneficial to people. I'm gonna skip this slide, go on to the next. Okay, this chart just shows how the federal government, in its interest to help people, have programs with names we're familiar with, but it's really meant for those who have income at the lowest level. And here are a few of those that are very commonly discussed and heard. QMB, also pronounced Quimby. And there's SLMB, also pronounced Slimby. And what these programs really just mean, does somebody have extra help to pay for their Part B premium? Do they have extra help to pay for prescription drugs? Do they have full Medicaid to help them pay for additional costs associated with their medical care? And as you can see, there's about seven different levels of this program, the QMB, and the SLMB, the SLMB, and the full Medicaid. So you can see at the bottom row, it says full Medicaid. In order to get full Medicaid, a person really must truly have really nothing. And so help is available, and these are the types of names that will be commonly referred in the conversation, to reference in the conversation about getting extra help. And we can answer some of those questions for you if you need. So this year has been a very interesting open enrollment. It's different, I believe, than all the others. A lot of people have not met face-to-face with a senior health advisor, a broker, a Medicare insurance specialist because of Corona and health issues. So instead, we've received a lot of telemarketing phone calls and mail. A lot of the mail is ambiguous, and it's made to look like it came from Social Security and CMS, which is Medicare. But at the end of the day, most of the mail is just a flyer sent to the general public. Most of us have received at least 5 a day, 20 or 30 a week, or hundreds of ads aimed at us and many, many telemarketing phone calls. And this is where all of the mail needs to go, right here into the trash can. These advertisements mostly are not relevant to you. They're meant to lure you into another health plan. So for example, every time you see an advertisement for dental, oh, Medicare is giving out free dental. Totally not true. Look, Medicare is giving out a grocery card. Not true. Medicare is giving out free glasses and flex cards. Unfortunately, it's not true. These are all programs that are used to lure you to change your health insurance into a Medicare Advantage plan. In other words, they are giving out goodies to lure you to change your health insurance from whatever you have now into a Medicare Advantage plan. At the end of the day, are you looking for great health insurance, or are you looking for a free grocery card for an extra $25 or $50? If you're looking for a grocery card and not for good health insurance, then please, that's what those flyers are meant to do. But ultimately, they don't really apply to most of us. And as you can see, most people are confused, which is why they give us a phone call. And of course, if anyone has any questions, I'm open for questions.
Okay, thank you so much. That was really super informative and very helpful. Are you seeing anything in the chat?
I am unsharing my screen. Stop share, here we go. Okay. Yes, there are questions in the chat. Would you like me to?
Sure, go through yours. I have one here. We'll see if maybe they've asked you also. Okay, so why don't you ask the ones that you have in front of you.
Okay, so one of the questions is, what about Medicare Advantage PPO plans? So Medicare Advantages are all the same in that respect. Some are HMOs, yes. Some are PPOs. There's even other types called MSAs, but they're all called a Medicare Advantage plan. And it's important to really go through each one that you're considering and to see if it would work for you, because unfortunately you do become beholden to that insurance company. Let's take an example. If it's Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield, whether it's a HMO or a PPO, they ultimately control your healthcare. There's another question I see. Is there excess charges in MA, Massachusetts? So I can take a quick look. If you hold on just one moment. Okay, I'm looking at my chart. It says here that states with no excess charges as of today, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, Vermont, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Rhode Island, and Ohio. Okay, we see another question. Will your PowerPoint be available? Sure, I can make that available if you like. And a thank you. Not a question.
Do you have others? Because I have a couple over here.
Yeah, go ahead. Please tell me. Okay.
So one person says, I've heard that Chaim Aruchim cautions against a Part C Advantage plan because they avoid paying for end of life care.
Okay, that is a fantastic question. I'm so happy you brought that up. So you could imagine I have I see a lot that comes across my desk. About last week sometime, Chaim Arucham sent out what I would say was a great service. It let people know that there are tremendous challenges with leaving traditional Medicare and being beholden to a private insurance company, in other words, Medicare Advantage, whether it's an HMO or a PPO or an MSA. Medicare Advantage is still a Medicare Advantage plan. And what Chaim Arucham is saying, when we need acute care, serious care, we need flexibility. And the best flexibility is traditional Medicare and not leaving traditional Medicare to be on a Medicare Advantage plan. What that really means is the following. I receive a phone call and it goes something like this. My mother, my father, my family member needs acute care and I need to leave my Medicare Advantage plan and return to traditional Medicare. Can you do that for me? And we basically go into emergency mode and we do everything we can to return them to traditional Medicare so their family member can get the care that they need. And then of course they want to then purchase a Medicare supplement plan finally. And we also assist them with that as well.
Okay, another question. This goes to what you were saying before. If you are 65 or at least 65 and work full time, I assume, and also receiving full benefits, is it true that you don't have to sign up for Medicare? So they just want a confirmation on that.
The answer is yes and no. Okay, let's be very specific. If you work for a company, it doesn't mean their insurance is good. It doesn't mean their insurance is affordable. It doesn't mean you have a low deductible or great co-pays or co-insurance. It doesn't mean their network is good for you. So if you can check every one of those five boxes I just said, you can stay with your insurance, but they do have to be a larger company, at least 20 or more employees. And in some cases, it has to be 100 or more employees. So assuming you checked all those boxes, affordable, good deductible, good co-pays, co-insurance, network, et cetera, then you can stay and you should stay. But I think 80% of the time, those boxes are not checked. And because it's not necessarily a good network, the costs are high and there are co-pays and deductibles. Moving to Medicare, where you can eliminate for the most part, all of those issues, I think 80% of the time, we have guided people to leave their group insurance, except for extenuating circumstances, which is a one-on-one question, and we'll help you to figure that out.
Okay, one second. What is the maximum amount of earnings as a couple to qualify for assistance in prescription drug plan?
So every state is different, okay? There's, and not to complicate it, but there's state programs and there's federal programs. So the federal programs, that means no matter where you live, you could apply for those. You must have very, very low income. I mean, on average, I'll tell people under $20,000. And again, I'm just generalizing, but that's a very low income and that's about 20. In the state you live in, it could be quite different. A person can get have an income of $40,000 potentially. And so it depends where you live. So the answer would be up to 40 in many states, but up to 20 if you want to get help from the federal government.
Okay, another question. In many health plans, once you reach a certain amount that you max out, you don't owe anything more for the year. If you've had some major things. Right. How does Medicare handle that? If somebody has a surgery or something, is there a maximum amount in any of the plans or does it always go, or do you keep on paying?
That's a great question. Whoever asked that question, it could extra 10 points. Okay, Medicare actually has no maximum out of pocket. You have unlimited liability. So if someone needed an outpatient procedure, and it cost $100,000, Well, Medicare is only paying 80%, so you have to pull out your checkbook to pay the other 20. If you have a supplemental plan, it will pay all those extra costs for you. And if you have a high deductible supplemental plan, the new out-of-pocket maximum for 2022 is almost $2,500. A Medicare Advantage plan has an out-of-pocket maximum. Why is there one? Because if you add up all the copays from your Medicare Advantage plan, at some point, they have to let you know that you no longer need to pay. That number could be $5,000, $6,000, or even $8,000. And so let's take a real example to drive home the point. If somebody needed infusion or chemotherapy, and I'm sorry, I'm choosing an extreme example, but I think this will be very beneficial to everyone. Normally, Medicare pays 80%, and a member would have to pay 20%. If someone has the Medicare Advantage plan, they will be paying the 20%. And since those infusion and chemotherapies can cost $5,000 or $10,000 each one, within 4 to 6 weeks, generally someone will hit their $6,000, $7,000 out-of-pocket maximum for the year on a Medicare Advantage plan. So they might have paid nothing as a premium on their Medicare Advantage plan, but ultimately, if something serious came along, they might hit their maximum out of pocket within 6 weeks if they had a supplemental plan. So if it's a high deductible plan, they have to hit their almost $2,500 amount. But on a regular supplemental plan, N, G, or F, they will probably be paying nothing for their services, zero. Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you recommend holding on to Medicare or supplemental insurance if you are living mostly in Israel?
Okay, so it depends. Some states require a waiting period or underwriting. I know we don't want to hear the word, but underwriting basically means that the Medicare supplement carrier does not want someone who's ill, someone who's sick. And that means if someone's in the hospital or dealing with a chronic illness, they honestly do not want to approve that application. There are some states that do not ask any health questions. So a New York resident does not have to answer any health questions. So say someone goes to Israel to live and they do not have a supplement and they become ill and their family has advised them, come back to the United States, we'll take care of you and we'll get you the best medical care that you could afford. And they don't have a supplement. So if they live in a state where you must have underwriting, meaning they're gonna ask, do you have this illness and this chronic illness and disease? If you have to be honest, you gotta answer yes to those questions. And so you will not get approved. So if somebody moves to Israel, they definitely should keep their supplement, but they don't necessarily have to keep their F, their G, or their N plan. We can move them to the high deductible plan if that's more affordable, $50, $60, $80 a month. It's a lot less than paying for the N, the G, or the F. But if somebody did keep their supplement while they're living in Israel, yes, it's gonna cost them a couple thousand dollars a year. But if they ever became ill, they can get on a plane, come back to the US and have full coverage. So we advise people, if they're going for a short period of time, do not leave your supplement. If you're going for a long period of time, can you afford the cost of a high deductible plan? $50, $60, $70 a month. If they can afford that, that's the minimum that they should keep.
This is, I think, the last one I have, unless anybody wants to chat in. Do pre-existing conditions affect the ability to get supplemental insurance or the cost of supplemental insurance?
And the answer is yes. In many states, you must answer the health questions. So it's best to not wait until someone is ill, but to consult and see if you could fit it into your budget. So that way, once something like that, Khalila, does happen, that you're prepared.
Uh-huh. Does Medicare or the supplemental decide that a test is unnecessary and won't cover it?
Okay, so you have to remember that there's 40 million people that might be on Medicare. And if Medicare says we're not covering X procedure, X diagnostic test for anyone on Medicare, it's not just you. Everyone's in the same boat. So yes, I guess if it's experimental and it's not mainstream medical rehabilitation or therapy or care, there's a good chance that Medicare might say, well, we don't cover this for anyone.
Okay, so there's a request for your phone number, but we're going to put all that information in with recording. So no one has to copy it down now. Don't worry, you'll have every way you could possibly get to reach Paul, and it will be in with the recording that you'll get either later today or tomorrow. Okay, last question. Who do I contact to get the Social Security statement noting my medical deductions?
Okay, I have a lot of phone calls asking me for basic information. And what I try to tell people is it's important for you to know what's going on in your life. In other words, you should know what you have, what's your insurance, what you're paying for it, and not once a year look into it. You should really know. These are important things for your budget and for your medical care. So I advise everyone this week, next week, to make sure they have all of their cards, know exactly what's active. If you don't know what you're paying, call up customer service. Look at your bank statements. Look at your Social Security statement that comes out once a year. It's available online. And you can always call Social Security if you don't sign into your account on your own and ask them, do I have any deductions? Now, the good news is that there are very few things that can be deducted from your Social Security check. For example, your prescription drug plan can be deducted from your Social Security check. So if you would have received a check monthly for $1,000 and you're in a $20 prescription drug plan, you won't receive a check for $1,000 anymore. You'll receive a check for $980. If you forget, once a year they send out a statement and you can always call your drug plan or Social Security to confirm what they're taking off. Let me see if I have any other questions here.
I don't have any others.
Okay. Somebody asked who they can contact about getting a Social Security statement. I'll tell the number, I'll say the number out loud, and then I'll just write it in the chat. Okay. The number to reach Social Security is 800-772-1213. And if you call them up and you just ask them what's being withheld, they'll answer you on the spot.
Okay. All I have is a compliment.
All right, I'll take a compliment.
Appreciation. So we want to thank Shmuel so much for this wonderful, wonderful program. And as I said, everyone, of course, will knows that they will be receiving the recording either later today or tomorrow with how to reach him to follow up on this information. So I just want to tell you, okay, so next week, when we have our program, it's actually a Tinus, a fast day, a Sarah Batavis, but we are still going to be having spirit. And we're very, very fortunate that we'll be hearing from Rabbi Moshe Hauer, Executive Vice President of the Orthodox Union, who will be speaking on why do we fast? So I think that will be a very wonderful program for everybody and certainly so meaningful on a fast day. So you'll be getting that, of course, with your recording later on and all the other different emails that you get during the week from Spirit. I also want to remind everybody as we reach the end of the secular year and people are thinking about donations for their taxes, please consider giving to Spirit. The OU really appreciates all the assistance that we have, that we can receive. And please think of Spirit as one of your charitable donations. Thank you again, everyone, for joining us. We look forward to seeing you back here next week. Shmuel, thank you so much. And everybody will know how to reach you. Everybody have a great week. Be safe, be healthy. And I guess it's not too early yet to wish you a good Shabbos also. Take care.
Shabbos.